I think she knows if worse comes to worse and she only had her family go to, they could fly her back. So she has that little bit of security that might make Madeline resentful. But Roxanne is getting herself into a problem. She's more and more hating Mexico. She may not ever go back, so it would be hell for her to go back to her parents' home, maybe. So you don't have that working for you anymore, Roxanne.
No. I like many things in Mexico, and I miss many things in Mexico. But I enjoy it on holidays, but I may not be able to live there.
Right. Well, you said you wouldn't live there. So, but you, I'm trying to give you an alibi, but are you, do you agree with Madeline, you're a princess? Or still have that or something in you?
No, I recant that.
Oh, wait. She's making an amendment. What are you saying, Madeline?
Yeah, I was forgetting about the fact that she's self-sustaining at this point.
Right.
For a long
now,
time.
Are you saying...
My bad, sorry. So, sorry, you're not a princess.
I am sovereign.
You are what?
Sovereign.
Sovereign, yes. She's a cool, ionic sovereign. Right, Madeline? Same as you. So Madeline, you're saying it's easy. Okay, she's saying she appreciates Alan Cabal for illustrating the little man's worries. Right, Roxanna? He's a good sample.
Yes, I mean, on one side, I get sort of bored just listening to this litany of...
Right.
Problems.
And what about what's on the other side?
It can be funny because he's so cynical.
Yes.
Like he says...
Yeah.
Give them drugs, and if they don't test positive, shoot their dogs, things like that.
Okay, so Madeline, do you like hearing the inventory? A litany of complaints?
Well, it actually makes... I don't know if like is the right word. I definitely appreciate some of his language. It's entertaining. And I admit that I kind of feel the same about a lot of it, but I wish I didn't. But yeah, I'm not, I haven't managed to get, I'm still little.
But he's saying all the time he has a lot of hate in him, and that's the main source of his view of the world is actually his hate for everything, and
his
parents.
Yeah, ruined
because
him.
Because he never experienced
that's his identity.
Mother love.
What? He missed mother love?
He missed mother love. And
he's
even jealous of his own son when he sees how the wife loves
mother.
The son.
Yeah, Daisy
it's
was
an
not
illusion
his wife.
When...
Right, that's not okay. His, Jonah's not his son. I don't think they ever got married.
Okay, I was falling asleep, so I don't...
Uh-oh. Are you going to be able to get through? We're going to take a break, liven things up, go get a drink or something to do the McLuhan, right? You don't want to be falling asleep for that.
No, I would wake up if we do it back to work.
Okay, right.
But
so, and this column was called Extreme Responses, so he's providing extreme responses to the problems. He has said America's doomed, so. What?
Among his litany of complaints, at least he's a bit more aware of things going on in society than the rest of the normal people.
Yeah, he gives imaginative responses to the problems.
But it's still a very, very limited view because he's not aware of new technologies and that the solution is already there and that there is no reason to be so negative.
Sick. He didn't have to be so sick.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling that the solution wouldn't work for him either.
Yes,
yeah,
because like Carmen
know.
Was saying, many people enjoy being sick and they want to be taken care of and they want to talk about their sickness and their problems and they
right.
want to be sick.
Right, but you can't, you never know who RNA drops is going to be immediately beneficial to. So it's I don't know what it determines it, maybe nothing, but he could get fantastic results from it. It just might happen to him.
Hey,
yeah,
do you
want
to read the side comments?
Beg your pardon?
I haven't come across an article of his where he's commented so much. It was
yeah, that's right. I forgot to look at
growth.
The others. Yeah, so Nikki.
I would like to make another comment. Like anything I say is my opinion, and people don't have to take it so to the heart. Like, you know, like.
Right.
It's just an opinion, it's not preaching or anything. It's just what I think. If you ask, what do you think?
No, that's good. So Nikki writes, Kanye West's voice is like a barnyard animals? ? Give me a break. Complete lack of talent? Total BS. Also, a total delusion that only black America wants the Confederate flag taken down. What are you smoking, Alan? Alan says, you think you're safe in Baltimore. Quote, there aren't any alligators here, unquote, you tell yourself. Just you wait, Nikki. Okay. Then, so is that, and then Alan says another remark. Kanye West's voice is like what MC Hammer's voice would sound like if it came out of a dog's ass. He also says, ask the American Indians how much they care about the Bonnie Blue. Another one. He says, your generation set music. What? Go ahead.
Yeah, regarding the Kanye performance, I'll post on Dupes at YouTube. It's absolutely hilarious of him singing that Queen cover. It is horrible. But the it's edited with Freddie Mercury. He's singing the original version, and it's really funny. But yeah, it was that bad.
Yeah, he says, your generation, he's saying this to Nikki, your generation has set music back about 150,000 years.
Music bank.
Yeah, but that's a misspelling. It set the music back about 150,000 years. Then he says, so he's all of these are responses to Nikki. Seriously, Nikki, we only keep you brats alive to fund our Social Security. What you've done to music is unforgivable. Obviously, the absence of secondhand cigarette smoke fucked up your ears irrevocably. The absence of secondhand cigarette smoke fucked up his ears irrevocably. Then Russ says, that point where he says earlier, brats, where is that? Nikki, we only keep you brats alive to fund our Social Security. Well, Nikki's father objected to that. My son is not a brat, Alan. Maybe he's not his father, but I guess defending the generation. My son is not a brat, Alan. Alan responds, everyone under 60 is a brat, Russ. And that might be Russ Smith and Mugger, the guy who owns this site. Russ might be saying that. My son is not a brat, Alan. Everyone under 60 is a brat, Russ, says Alan. So glad you pointed that out. Forgot to look at the responses. Did the other ones have responses?
And he posted that last night, too. It says, do you think he knows the sneaky person? He's like, you think you're safe in Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no indication he's in Baltimore, right? Unless it's on the email somehow. So looking at, there's no such thing as love. No comments there.
This is the only article that I've seen he's commented so much.
Right. There was a couple, you know, weeks ago on some thing, but
yeah,
rarely.
Yeah, there's a few here and there by other
right.
people.
Right. And but I'm going through back. The last two didn't have any responses, or the previous two from today's. The Killing Game, that has no commentary. I remember I checked this a month or two ago. I assume I'm getting back to where we left off. The Delusion of Wealth.
That has
one comment. There's a comment there. Right. So this is a Texan. He says, Alan, what about the self-made individual, self-made in quotes? Was it not their practical intelligence, that's in quotes, that led to their personal wealth? Also, doesn't the ability to lead others into making themselves rich a practical skill? And he didn't answer that. Hey. Did you guys like the different versions of Stairway to Heaven? You did, didn't you, Eliza?
I did, very much so.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good. They just seem to be new, just recently released. So that one didn't have anything, Curse of Cassandra, New York Influence. No? I'll do two more.
Liebach does.
No. Liebach has a comment? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Liebach is that German group or something. Subek. Somebody named Subek. Good to know live bait is still there. I like that bar. And he's not responding to any of these comments. Just a second.
A bleak realization does.
Okay, I'm just back. Website anonymity, is that a column? What is that about? Well, that's Russ Smith, the owner. Why is he over there in that list of Alan? So I don't have, do you want to read that one that you just found?
There's two. One is by Sarapus, and he spells out creepy because the thing, the article's titled A Bleak Realization, I Discovered Myself to Be a Raving Bigot. And
right.
Sarapus's comment is creepy with all caps, CREEPY. And then one more by Christian. It says, I really enjoy Alan Cabal's mind-bending stories. I'll always feel like a twisted-up pretzel in an alien world after reading them. And, Alan, I thought you were leaving the country.
Yeah, we didn't see these. I'm going there because I can't get it all by your reading. So Sourpuss just spells out the word creepy. CREEPY. So he's talking about... What, that he finds it creepy that Alan realized that about himself? I don't get it. Then Christian says, I really enjoy Alan Cabal's mind-bending stories, but always feel like a twisted-up pretzel in an alien world after reading them. And Alan, I thought you were leaving the country. Well, I remember he was going to, it was rent up until May or June and then go in August to Amsterdam. I think that's what he had said. I think he leaves in August. Okay, if there are any more, I'm not looking them up. Okay? I've had it.
Okay.
We're done.
Let's move on.
So,
Do you want to play a song?
Yes. Anybody got any recommendations or desires? Anything I played today? Any B.B. King? How about Marshall Tucker, Desert Skies? That was pretty good.
Well, I really like the mix you were doing. Zion was telling you what to play.
Right. You mean the religious stuff, the gospel stuff?
Well, there were many different things.
Okay. Well, you're saying you liked Ion's suggestions later during the session?
I wanted to ask you, were you playing them as he was telling you on the chat line?
No. The church ones, I just had them all in one area. And I was just doing one after the other. He was not stating them. He was not telling me where to go.
Because I think he was posting before the next one came. That's why I had that impression.
Right. He posted a couple, but I played them because he posted them. You know, he didn't predict it, or maybe that's a form of prediction. I think that's the way it went. There's a couple that he indicated, but I was playing all of them eventually, so they would have got played anyways. But if he suggested one or two, I might have went to them pretty quickly. I mean, he was building up. He bugs me every show. He gets on there and pretty quickly starts screaming for Vestal. And I'm not going to play her for another half an hour or more. He does this idiot asking me to play stuff, so I ignore that. But at the end, I decide to play some, and then that led into the mashup. But he was naming a couple, and they eventually got played. But I am not listening to him, basically. I do listen to him when we have him live on the session, when he sends me stuff. I'll do that. But I ignore them during the show. He ruins my mood by screaming for Vesto while we're hearing some great Zappa or something. Mm-hmm. And he does it almost on purpose every week. So I have to ignore him to keep in a good mood. I hate everything Ion stands for.
Alan Cabal is getting to you.
That's right. I'm channeling Alan Cabal. That's right. Alan Cabal, I'm learning a new technique, a new attitude of spiritual. Well, the Church of Subgenius advocates hate. Develop your hate gland. But you don't have to say it all. We're already got highly developed hate glands. You spend most of your time in the day hating images and stuff that occur to you. Best not to say it, though, right? If you're a little man in the crowd. Okay, well, I like this one. I like this angry one, pink. Okay, that's enough, right?
It's good.
I did send you through links when you were looking for songs earlier.
I think the chat line's closed. I wouldn't have seen them.
No, you're in quick.
Oh, yeah, right. Just Give Me a Reason by Pink.
Yeah, you played a song of Pink, so I gave you another one.
Right.
And the other one you played earlier, which I unliked.
Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
So, Roxana discovered this week that the word pink was the insult term from the Church of Subgenius. So we emphasized a lot of that theme. You could handle that, Roxy, right? At Discovery?
Yes, he's such a pink boy.
So, wasn't that fun going through the different moods?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't
do
that.
It's a good way to clear
you. See, look, if someone collaged with 45s and LPs, put it on, blah, 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 and then you got to have a couple other record players to make it continuous. But it still would be awkward. Then you get shuffle stuff, like on the iPod. It goes from one song to another, but you can't control it. But this thing, this setup is very unique. All the songs listed, and I'm just amazed at how you can go and do it for 5, 10 seconds or 30 seconds, then go into another mood. I don't think we ever could do it that fast, spontaneously, rather than editing. So we really like our technology now. Look at Corbin going nuts, man. He's like building a new chair or something.
Listen, I find it sort of funny how you mix. Sometimes you just leave the introduction and buck to another thing.
Yes. It's fun. The moods, yes. Incredible. The textures, the atmospheres, the climates that you create.
Is that a special panel that Bill gives you?
Yeah. It's all on Bill's. It's Bill's technology, or, you know, maybe any radio station has it, but nobody has the freedom I have to do this.
Wow.
And play. I mean, you just don't know what's coming next. Never been this easy to replay. So easy.
And
maybe
Roxanne
was making
that. If you line it up like that, Bob, and then if you save it, you can just play it from the beginning and then, like, go do what you have to do and come back, like, 20 minutes later.
Right, but I don't like doing that. I want to be – I'm not going to repeat anything. But I can do this and still get things done because I can let a song go for a minute and a half. You know, varies. Mm. So – So, Roxanna, were you making that noise? Or I don't think it was Corbin. Oh, there's Corbin. Maybe it is Corbin. Yeah. Little red mark. You know, I see this little speaker image, and it shows red when noise comes out or words. Okay, so let's begin with the McLuhan. I'll leave this. Well, we'll just mute Corbin. He seems to be the noisiest. Mike, once we get into reading it. So what we have this week is the McLuhan Dualine, Volume 1, Number 6, put out in December 1968, and it's called Communism, Hard and Soft. Now, there was something I noticed. Yes, that's the attitude. Back in June 6th, when we did McLuhan Dualine, Number 5, we went through a whole bunch of quotes. It was called Through the Vanishing Point, Reversal Through Speed Up. Well, I just noticed today that the Dualine had two parts, and he took all the quotes that I read through. Remember, there were sidebars and that. But then he redid all the quotes and put them into categories. And he had quotes from throughout the 14 pages under the family. And then he had individual versus tribal. And then he had some quotes. It's a big chart. One big, huge chart. Then he had one called I with quotes under that. Then another part, ear. And let's see. So that seemed to be the layout. The family, tribal, individual versus tribal, I, ear. Maybe that was it. So all those quotes I read through, he reorganized in vertical columns, sort of like a replay of the same content, but in a different format. So that was interesting. had noticed that before. So just for the record, we didn't complete the total contents of the McLuhan-Dulein Volume 1, Number 5. But we now go to Number 6. So I'm going to be reading, it's more like an explanation, I think. So why was America the most communist country ever back in the 50s, even though it opposed tribal communism? America had hardware communism, then software communism. So anything anybody want to say before we go forward?
Yes, that people tend to think that communism is only the capital, the distribution of the wealth. But I found it very interesting that McLuhan is saying it's about the information becoming available to more people.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Marx focused on hardware capital. I mean, capital is all the goods in the society. So he focused on hardware capital and had no clue about the telegraph and the software capital that was coming in.
Yes, and then I agree with Dion when he says I'm a communist, because I agree with the distribution of knowledge to everybody.
You're a software communist, not a hardware communist.
Yes, I don't believe
and
in money.
Pick, right, and you pick software communism. Yes, we must distribute the information, and there's
the
nothing
no
for you
win,
to do.
No win for all.
What?
No win for all. Choices
right.
for all.
Right, but the thing is that's the easiest program a princess would pick, because you don't have to do nothing. Everything's being distributed anyways on the digital electronic media. Yeah, so it's a relax and allow ideology. How to be a politician and relax and allow? Well, I'm all for software communism. Everybody should know. And now it's happening. What you would like to distribute is the esoteric software communism, the actualization of the occult dream. I own them.
I think there's only one knowing. We divide it into occult and...
Yes.
And...
Science.
Yes.
Ah, you're an occultist. You're a canoeist. You're not a communist. Trudeau said he was a canoeist. You're an occultist. Like, you balk at the word science. You don't have any faith in them.
No, because... I had the intuition that many things are, for example, in physics, many things are supposed. They're only theories, but they don't know for sure. Maybe only
right.
in math things were really, really, really like this is like this for sure. But in other sciences, everything is also theory. Hypothesis.
Yeah.
So it's also a fiction.
It's not knowing. Yeah, it's not knowing. It's great that Ion showed up and articulately bashed science.
Yes, because it was becoming also like a dogma or like a religion.
Yeah.
And was having the same disservice as the fanatic superstition used to have.
Right.
Instead of real progress, people would say, well, this is it and that's it. And I suppose someday people will really make fun of what we think is truth now.
Yeah.
I find
Wasn't
it so
great?
Annoying when...
Wasn't that great listening to Mary go on for a couple hours?
Yes.
The McLuhan gene.
Well, the inside view of McLuhan land.
Right. McLuhan. This girl had to put up with this monster in her house. This knower. This guy knew, and he had three families in parallel worlds.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm just distracting. I wanted to see what the discontinuity is like playing music. I suddenly switched to another topic.
At first, I didn't even know it was Mary. I guessed it was Mary after a few minutes when she was talking. And then I realized, yes, it is Mary. Because right before you brought her in, Greenbra had asked Ion to bring Joan Rivers in to talk to. And right then, when you were switching out to call her, Joan Rivers came in, and she was talking to Sandra.
Right. I didn't hear Sandra say that. And then later, we looked up the quote, we found out it was Joan Rivers, and then we knew it was Joan. And that was done right at the beginning of Mary? It sort of interrupted Mary?
Yeah, right when you
there.
Went to call her, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know who. I didn't hear her. I heard Ian say later, somebody asked for Joan, but I hadn't heard that. So, and then I was calling Mary when that happened? No, I heard it. I wouldn't be calling Mary. It's a little later. Mary was here. Because it could have been that it was Marshall saying that. But
No, you went to call and.